Savitri, Book 10, Canto 4, pages 659 to 661. There man can visit, but there he cannot live. A cosmic thought spreads out its vasticitudes. Its smallest parts are here philosophies, challenging with their detailed immensity, each figuring an omniscient scheme of things. But higher still can climb the ascending light. There are vasts of vision and eternal suns, oceans of immortal luminousness, flame hills assaulting heaven with their peaks. There dwelling all becomes a blaze of sight. A burning head of vision leads the mind. Thought trails behind it its long comet tail. The heart glows, an illuminate and seer, and sense is kindled into identity. A highest flight climbs to a deepest view. In a wide opening of its native sky, intuition's lightnings range in a bright pack, hunting all hidden truths out of their lairs. Its fiery edge of seeing absolute cleaves into unlocked, unknown retreats of self, rummages the sky recesses of the brain, lights up the occult chambers of the heart. Its spear point ictus of discovery, pressed on the cover of name, the screen of form, strips bare the secret soul of all that is. Thought there has revelation's sun-bright eyes. The word, a mighty and inspiring voice, enters truth's inmost cabin of privacy and tears away the veil from God and life. Then stretches the boundless infinite's last expanse. The cosmic empire of the overmind, time's buffer state bordering eternity, too vast for the experience of man's soul. All here gathers beneath one golden sky. The powers that build the cosmos station take in its house of infinite possibility. Each god from there builds his own nature's world. Ideas are phalanxed like a group of suns, each marshaling his company of rays. Thought crowds and masses seized by one regard. All time is one body, space a single look. There is the Godhead's universal gaze, and there are the boundaries of immortal mind. The line that parts and joins the hemispheres closes in on the labor of the gods, fencing eternity from the toil of time.